going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Quickly to recap, am I the masshole at 617-655-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix and streaming on the Odyssey app. Dan was at a Red Sox game the other day with his girlfriend, Kaylee. There's a father and son next to them. They have the glove with them. The kid does. First baseman for the Red Sox throws the ball at the kid. He catches it, but he drops it. It falls into the lap of the couple in front of them. The guy grabs it, hands it to his girlfriend, and then five drunk finance bros that are behind Dan start screaming, and Dan decides to jump in and offers the kill shot. Do you want to say again what it was you said?
Yes,
to the woman?
I'm right behind the girl. My knees are touching her chair, and I respond with, "Boo! You should feel bad about yourself."
Which is a great...
And not wrong.
And at this point, maybe the girl starts crying. Maybe she doesn't. Dan's not really sure.
No, she was crying a little bit. We can be honest here. This is a safe space.
Julia is from Malden. Is Dan the asshole in this situation?
Absolutely not. I think the boyfriend that gave her the ball was the asshole for that. Like, it's just the rules of baseball. If you see a kid get a ball and they drop it, like, you give it back to the kid. They're there probably, you know, making memories with their family. And this guy's what, like 28, you said, if you had to, like,
yeah, guess. Ballparked, yeah. Old enough.
He's been to a game before. He'll be all right, and so will she.
You don't know that. Then maybe that was his first game. Maybe that was his first baseball.
That doesn't...
I find it unlikely. Well,
it doesn't
his behavior
matter.
Suggests
you
maybe
know
it was.
Better.
You
like, I feel like regardless of the culture of a baseball game,
right.
You don't take things from kids.
He didn't take it.
He did.
The kid dropped it.
It was... Stop.
Yeah, dude, we're not even telling this story if he snags that thing like
even,
a gold glove.
Yeah, if he catches
kid,
it, there's no issue, but he dropped it.
If this was your kid, the discussion we'd be having right now.
Yeah, if this was Barrett in the
Please.
Story.
I'd say, kid, catch it.
No, you would not.
Kathy, what do you think about Dan?
I think Dan is not a asshole. Those people should have turned around immediately, given him the ball back, and they should have felt bad. And go, Dan.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see them holding the ball, doing the selfie, and then turning around and give it to the kid.
I mean, they eventually gave it back to the kid, but it was after.
It was under duress.
A lot of societal pressure and berating, mm-hmm. and it really ruined the game for the rest of the night.
Well, you know who I want to get on the phone, Dan. You know who I want to get on the phone is your girlfriend, Kaylee. Good morning, Kaylee.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, baby.
So was Dan the asshole?
Well, as a bystander of the situation, I was mortified. But I don't think Dan was the asshole. I mean, I think like everybody's saying, when there's a kid at a Red Sox game, you just give them the ball. Like, Dan and I went to the marathon game on Monday, and we saw a foul ball go to, like, the section that we were sitting in on Friday night. And an adult man caught it. He turned around, threw it to another adult man in a different section so that guy could give it to the kids next to him.
Right.
So they, like, all worked together to get this kid a ball.
I mean, we all work together to get a kid a ball, too, just in a different way.
Yay.
In a different fashion.
How about Dan taunting the woman, though?
Us. They were screaming.
Yeah, the 25-year-olds were going crazy. The dad was getting a little rowdy, too.
Oh, yeah.
And then I joined in, and it was like a mob mentality.
No, you were like the end, the leg drop.
Yeah,
you
I came
like,
in with the
with
finisher.
The people's elbow. Yeah, you had the finishing move.
And how did you feel after I did that?
I even looked at Dan, and I think I called him a bad word. And I even was looking through my purse, looking for tissues for her because she bawled the rest of the game.
She did not bawl the rest of the game. I was sitting right there.
I felt so bad for her.
I think it's a sticky situation, right? When you're in the moment, as you say, Dan, you do the thing. But at the same time, I just don't understand how you take a ball out of a kid's hands and then turn around and not give it back to the kid. That's just gross.
You should feel like
It was deafening how loud it was, especially with the boys behind us. They were like basically hunched over like our row yelling at the girl too. Yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah, and they had no remorse.
They were probably five deep into their high noons.
Nine. It was going to what one
of them literally said. He goes, I think I'd feel worse if I weren't nine beers deep. I was like, all right.
Look at what happens at Fenway. That's you know what you're getting.
Give the ball to the child.
Catch the ball.
Yeah, no, dude.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.